Are we ready? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's call our meeting to order. Welcome, everybody. Looking for a motion to approve the agenda as circulated.
So moved.
Moved by Steve, seconded by Michelle. I can just use first names. Is okay with everybody?
Yep.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion?
We need to mute.
What's that noise I hear?
Too many mics on. We need to mute.
Oh, okay. So, in hearing none, I don't know. Anybody against a motion would be the appropriate thing to say. In hearing none, the motion be carried. Item number three is the approval of the minutes of the November the 8th, 2021 meeting. Looking for a motion to approve those. Moved by Dean.
Second.
Who is that?
Herb.
Steve, you were second, or were you? No.
No, Herb.
Herb. Okay, Herb, sorry. Seconded by Herb. Any questions on that motion? Errors and omissions in the minutes or something to be changed? In hearing none, anybody against the motion? Now's your time to say something. In hearing nothing, motion carried. Business arising from the minutes. 4.1. Somebody's mic. Options for reduction in insurance premiums. So, Chris, are you going to speak to these in order or?
Yeah. So that was one you guys.
That's the last meeting. Yeah.
We have in like a pot of money. Yeah. So I haven't had a chance. So I did send him an email and ask him about it. I have a phone call with him tomorrow on something else. I'm going to ask him again to see if he's made any headway with it. So I don't really have anything new to report on that.
So really 4.1, 4.2, and 4.3 and 4 don't have any attachments. Do you want to speak to any of them specifically, Chris?
I'll speak to them all in order if you want me to.
Okay, that's fine then.
So far as security. All right, go ahead.
Chris, you got a bad connection maybe?
I hope not.
Yeah, your delay when you talk and you, like it's really, well, at least here on my computer.
Yeah, that's the high-speed internet.
Everybody else seems to be okay but you, so.
All right, so is it okay now?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go from there. So 4.2, now it's locking up again.
Locking up again, yeah.
I may have to try to move to a different place.
Yeah.
I'm going to move to a different room.
All right.
Continue as if I was normal.
Turning your video off may help as well.
Back to you.
How's that?
Ah, much new better. World.
any better?
Yes, that is better so far.
Okay, I don't understand it. The fiber ops not supposed to do that, but I guess it's doing it. So go figure, right?
No, you're started again now.
So 4.2 on the scene security. Yeah, I'm not sure what to tell you.
Maybe your computer.
Well, it shouldn't be. Just a minute.
Shut your camera off, Chris, and just try it. See if it does help.
That any better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Does it lag now?
No.
It's working now.
Never done this before. Okay. So you just get audio only. How's that?
That's all right.
On the scenes. Okay. On scene security, the contract, it was reviewed. Alex and I went over it. That's from the commissioners, the same one that Chester uses.
Right.
And I sent it to Ed Nix. He looked over from the insurance. So I picked up a couple minor things on the coverage you had for liability, et cetera. They got back to us to have the correct amount of coverages that they need to fulfill MODL's requirements for the amount of coverage they have. And JC reviewed it and said it looks okay. He questioned the insurance thing also. Everything looks like it's in order as far as what we need to put that forward. So I'll have to meet with Alex again and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
But it looks like it's moving forward pretty nice right now. So we'll see where it goes from there when I speak with Alex. He's in tomorrow, so I'm hoping to get a chance to speak with him, see what the next step is. But it's looking like it's moving ahead a lot more than it has, so that's a good sign.
All right. That's good to hear. Any questions of anybody to Chris on that? Okay, 4.3 then, mutual aid agreement revisions.
So those were all gone through. And the printed version for everybody to sign is an MODL's front counter area. And we've had, I know, probably 10 or so fire departments in, maybe. Not quite. Last time I looked, it was like 6 or 7 signed on it. So those who haven't signed, I'll send an email out again tomorrow. Just tell them if they can, to make their way into the office and sign that agreement.
Yeah.
Then we'll get that. So that'll be two of the things that are starting to come off the list.
Okay.
Be good.
Okay, Chris. And then the next one, 4.4 is air pack certification turnout gear. And this was really an item that was left, was going back to LRFES, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then our next item is 4.5, cell coverage, attachments to the minute, to the agenda, pages 2 to 5. So you can see the letters that were done. Chris, did you want to speak to this a little, or?
Not unless somebody has any questions on anything. They're pretty straight.
Okay.
They were,
yeah, they look straightforward to me.
And then you saw the answer that we get back from the province on the vaccination one.
Yes, we did.
Sandra sent out.
Yeah. It was kind of what one would expect, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. Maybe today is.
Yeah.
This is related and unrelated. It's related from a firefighter and a vaccination perspective in relation to the rapid tests. Are any of your departments having trouble with firefighters who want to attend the scene but do not feel safe because they don't have access to the rapid tests? Is this something that you are hearing?
So I've had some discussions with some chiefs that called over the past week, and the concerns not so much about attending scenes, but just the fact of having the ability to test firefighters who may think they're feeling ill or whatever, just to make sure they're not bringing something to the station or back home with them again in between times. That's kind of where their thoughts are, and the inability to get a test if they need it, where fire departments aren't on that priority list of the province as first responder or as frontline workers. So hospitals and other areas like that, paramedics are on that frontline list to be, if you want to call it, and fire services are not. So I actually had a call from MP Perkins' assistant the other day, asking, because he's been getting, they've been getting lots of phone calls too, to see if they can open any doors to that effect also, but I guess until there's more tests available, it probably won't be something that's easily available. But that's kind of where it's at. That's kind of what I've been hearing from several chiefs that's called me.
Yeah, okay.
With concern about getting tests, just to make sure the firefighter gets the test quickly.
No, I'm asking, I'm meeting with Rick Perkins next week, and this was one of the things he wanted to talk about, so I just wanted to ask the question.
Yeah, I've been hearing it, and I told his assistant that when they called me the other day and asked me, because just because of the role I have, and even Bruce Black with the role that he has, just to see if fire departments were saying anything to people or asking questions, and they have been, and rightly so.
Okay, any other questions of Chris from anybody?
Brian, may I?
Yes.
So we have our response from two government entities, officials, and where does that leave us as far as what Lunenburg Regional has expressed, as well as, you know, how we felt unanimously at our last meeting? Do we just leave it the way it is and let departments do their own thing, or what's our directive back to Lunenburg Regional?
I think that the only thing that we can do is present Lunenburg Regional with what we received from the response that we got from the letters that were sent in, right?
And they can decide from there if they want
to. Yeah, we were, you know, we made a decision to actually send out the letters. We got a response to those. It certainly doesn't support what we were recommending, but it is an answer, and I think that we would take back that to Lunenburg Regional.
Yeah.
Any questions? Any other questions on that?
Brian?
Yes.
On the cell coverage, did we get any response at all?
No, just the letters going out.
And they went out a while ago. Is there?
Well, you got Christmas in there.
Yeah.
But the yes, because Rick Perkins wants to meet with the mayor. Correct.
Well, that's, and is that on the agenda, Carolyn?
No, I just got that appointment today. He notified me to ask if I would meet with him next week, and this was one of the things that he had asked the question about.
Because I'm wondering, on the cell coverage, could we call some of the representatives in and have a chat with them at a future meeting?
Yeah, I would think that. Yeah. Give them some time for a response.
Yeah.
I mean, it did go out in December, Christmas, New Year's. I would think that if we don't hear anything, or if we do, part of what we hear would be inviting them to participate in answering queries at a meeting, or through Zoom, like we're doing, right? Participate. Yep. So that we can get some information from them. Let them know how we feel.
But sorry, Tom. Yes, cell service will be on that list of items. Good. That I will be discussing with him.
Good. Good.
Okay.
That's
good to hear, Carol.
Yeah, it's not only fire department. It's municipal wide, right?
Yeah, yes. And it is a federal jurisdiction with the CRTC, so it definitely is something that I will be raising.
Yep. Good. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, you had your hand up.
Well, as Tom said, you know, give these folks a call and see if they'll join us. Perhaps what we could do is position each one of those representatives maybe in places like Day Spring, Cornwall, La Have, and get them to stand there and then tell them to call us.
Yeah.
On their cell phones.
Yes.
Maybe they'll understand then.
No, truthfully, I don't think there's any of them that don't understand that live on the South Shore, because it doesn't matter which direction any of them go. They've got the same problem that we do.
Yeah,
I understand where you're coming from, Steve. Fully appreciate it.
You're making your point, Steve. Well taken. you know, but I think that Tom is correct. I would think after these, for our next meeting in March, we probably should be looking at inviting them to participate one way or the other. All right. Any further questions on cell? 4.6 is municipal funding options, procurement of equipment for departments. And I think, Chris, this is just a continuing item on the agenda. We started it at the last meeting, and I know that Dean brought this matter up, but it's just on here so that as we get opportunity, it will be, because I think that it was left with some municipal staff, potentially, finance, maybe.
Well, yeah, and I had contacted Queens because they do things a little different in the region of Queens.
I saw your notes to that effect, yes.
Yeah, so they have a policy in place that's for funding.
You're breaking up again, Chris.
With the person that's, I'll take that off again. So I was talking with the individual that's responsible for fire services now. She's only started in February, so she's still learning the ropes. But they allot a certain amount for apparatus, the guarantee loans up to $275,000, I think, up to a certain amount of money, but it all has to be approved through the minister, the same as we also have one of those in place. I think it's overall, they do certain amounts of money because then it affects their rating and everything. So
yes,
but Queens does some different things. They only have 5 fire departments, so it makes it a little bit different for them.
Yes,
they had a plan in place where the fire chiefs met in 2014, and the plan goes right to 2028, and it says that it sounds like Liverpool, maybe North Queens, are the ones that buy the newer apparatus, and then if they buy something new, the older apparatus will move to an outlying fire station. It's kind of how they do things there. And other counties are doing similar things also.
Yeah.
And they have certain prices on apparatus. So they have a fund that they have to help purchase apparatus. And I think they have a pumper and an aerial and all the maximum. And then after that, it's up to fire departments to fund it, how I understand or when I read it.
Right. Okay. So basically,
there's things in place there, but it's their situation is quite a bit different than ours.
Right. So basically, it's in action. It's just moving on. We'll just leave it on the agenda and start making sure that we get more information for the upcoming meetings. Okay.
Yep.
And then maybe we could, you know, if it's just the municipality of Lunenburg, then we'll have to look at some of our own kind of ideas and thoughts of how we could bring it forward to the municipality, maybe. I think
Dean kind of brought up the idea because of loans and the cost of loans and the cost of apparatus now.
Right.
So I think that's where it kind of came from. And there's nothing really in place right now for the purchase of apparatus.
No.
So anyway, that's where I guess we got to kind of look at what is there something that can be done and how can it be done?
Yeah. Because Dean, I think in your mind, it was probably funding a complete fire truck, wasn't it?
Not necessarily.
No.
It could be any larger items.
Too many mics.
I can't hear you, Dean.
A second. I'll move to another location. Just a sec.
I think people just got to turn their mics off.
Just a second. I'm going to another room. I'm on the move.
Yeah, on the move.
All right.
Internet's working good.
Not necessarily with the. There we go.
Okay. So we need to spend some time kind of formulating.
No. I lost everything.
Yeah, Dean looks like he's in there twice, so maybe that's causing some issues.
Yeah, he is.
There, man. I'll sign out a second.
Dean is nothing in there. Oh, he's left.
Obviously meeting yet.
Still here.
There you go. We got you in once now, Dean.
Now I just got to figure out how I'm going to get myself to back yeah. in.
We oh, hear you. We can hear you. And we see
there,
you.
Is that better?
Yes.
All right. Second here. The BA, any larger items is what we were having issues with, you know, like not just me. Oh, I lost. I got booted out. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, it says denied access to the meeting, but anyways, I'm still here.
I think Steve's trying to cut it off, I think.
But yeah, no, any larger items. I mean, prices are going up and our tax basis isn't going up. And every year it's like the fire trucks. And this year we got a large purchase for, say, BAs. It's going to be like $150,000. You know, it's one yeah. thing after another. And it's just if we can find a different way or, you know, for departments that can finance it better, it's or easier for them in the long run, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. So maybe it's something that we can actually even bring up at Lunenburg Regional to get some other input from other places, as other departments as well, right? Just so that we can keep exactly. the thing moving along, that we can find out exactly what people would be interested in buying. And if it's a co-signing a loan or it's low interest money, let's get to the bottom of what we are looking for. So is that fine?
Exactly.
All right.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. So the next item, 4.7, we kind of touched on this. Pages 6 through 8 is the stuff that letters going out and responses coming back, and Sandra just giving us today or yesterday, today, just some of the responses back on that. And I don't know, Chris, if you want to speak to it or the mayor or...
There, Chris?
Chris, there? No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. Okay.
I'm here. So yeah, that's kind of like, I guess, a generic response. That,
yeah. And I know that. I know that Steve has already brought it up, and I think that. What we need to do, if we can, is forward this information to Lunenburg Regional to tell them that this is what yes. response has been, you know, and that's where we go from here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would think, like I said, this is the generic. They haven't opened it up for any other groups at this point in time. It doesn't mean they won't, no. but at this point in time, this is where they're at.
Right.
And they have seen the email and they know where the committee is. So
exactly. They know
they take that into consideration if they do look into further restriction.
Right. Okay.
And there were yes. Several departments that contacted me that weren't real happy with this going forward in the first place. So
there'll always be somebody, you know, that everybody has an opinion and they're allowed to have an opinion.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so, but I think that these responses can go back to them. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. So
the next item, are we ready? Oh, Steve, yes.
So those responses were sent out in a group email, if I saw correctly. So all the departments have them.
Yes.
So they know the position of those two representatives from the province in response to our letter. Now, I don't know if they saw the original letter, but they can get the gist from the responses. But I'm disappointed to hear that some departments are disappointed that we did what we did unanimously. Because what I was hearing was that the majority wanted us to do that from the last Lunenburg Regional meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, they were looking for some directive, was what I gathered from it. And we tried to offer that directive. And you know, it's not right. going to get 100% of the people in favor, but at least we tried to give them a directive. And we pursued with the letters going out and response coming back. And it is, you know, it is the only thing that we can do is pass this on. So
right. And Lunenburg Regional right now is struggling like we are with these meetings.
Yes.
They can't even have one because this forum is not that easy for them, where there's so many. So, you know, but the barriers don't seem to stop. So I don't think it's going to be over for a while.
No, I tend to agree with you.
We'll have more opportunity to address it. And if we want to go further, we do. But maybe we'll get a directive from higher up like we were wishing for.
Right. We may. As this moves along, it may. Okay, are we able to move on to 4.8, which is budget 21-22, pages 9 and 10?
So moved.
So, so it's been moved? Is that moved by you, Steve? Was that you?
No, you said, can we move on? I said, so moved.
Oh, I thought you were doing a motion on the next one. Okay, so on page 9, we see the memo that was done to us from Chris. And if the direction of the FESC is to pass a motion recommending a 2% increase for 22-23 for the list of grants below, the fire service coordinator will prepare a request for council's consideration. The below listed grants are shown with a 2% increase for budget purposes, which totals 37.23 over the 21-22 fiscal year amounts. Anybody have any questions on that discussion?
No, but I'll make a comment on that, Brian.
Okay, please
on
do.
On the total there, it says 188.485, and it should really be 189.803. The total wasn't correct there. The grants added together. It should have been 189.803 instead of the 188.485.
I'm not sure if I've got the right where. Oh, I see.
Right at the bottom. Yep.
It should be very bottom there. It says
189. Yeah, 189.
803 is what the total should be.
803. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Everybody got that, did they?
Yes.
Thank you. Any questions of Chris or?
Just page 10, if I can. And this goes back to Dean when he made the comment that the tax base isn't going up. It appears that it is. Perhaps someone more versed in that tax base might be able to elaborate. It looks to me that the base has gone up a bit. Is that, am I correct on that assumption?
So there was a few fire departments who put rates up the other year, and then every year there is a small general increase anyway on assessments, right? So that makes it increase also.
But there really isn't anything on that report though that shows assessment, does it?
No, he's probably looking back at previous year's totals.
No, I actually didn't, but I got a pretty good memory and gist of who's who.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have the base of hours, which I almost have memorized annually.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I see a fairly good jump in hours. And thank goodness for the cottagers and all the, well, I guess it's the people that shop at my store, maybe.
Yes.
The other question I had is more directed to you, Chris. Probably you can answer best. The Chelsea and the Baker settlement and the I can't think of the former name, Newcombville.
Yeah,
they're still shown separately, but still they're just one, right? So they're tried.
They are one. And if you look at the very bottom of that sheet, it shows them as one, right?
Okay, I didn't see.
So that's what they, it's still, they left it in the database and there's, and the taxes are still brought in from three different communities. And they're looking at combining that into one. And I think the original, I think the original intent was, I know when I took over, I was asked that question. And the answer I got at that time was they left it in that format in case those departments ever wanted to revert back. They wouldn't have to go through and make all the fire taxes and all the boundaries again. But they've been separated long enough now that they're looking at putting it together into one entity. So you wouldn't see that anymore. It would just show up as Tri-District Fire Rescue and one sum money. That's my understanding how it works anyway.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Okay, so Tri-District Fire Rescue is only 48,000, but that's not really right. It's
no, plus down at that bottom. Plus that's the other the whole total, right?
AD down the bottom, Steve. The bottom.
See, it says Tri-District at the bottom.
And Petite and Crosstown.
This deck, I got to slide over. Yeah, okay. 170.
That gives the total
everything added up for those.
Yeah. 170. Okay. Yep. Yep. And that's the three together.
That's the three together.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So Chelsea actually has a pretty decent assessment. So does Baker Settlement.
Yep.
They're actually more assessment than Newcombville. Wow.
Got it.
That's Carolyn's house, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you pay my fair share, I do know that. You still pay taxes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That good, Steve?
Yes. Yeah. Just, okay. I took, of course, notice of Walden. It's amazing how they do so well.
Yes.
Really, really unbelievable.
Brian?
Yes.
It's, we're suggesting a 2%. That's what we've done in the past years. Is there any appetite for 2.5 or 3? Or why are we sticking at the 2?
Well, we're not necessarily. I think it's put on there, and we're here to discuss that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, you know, we're always looking for direction, though, so that we're not going in there asking for something that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, if the don't know if anybody else there wants to speak to that. Chris has indicated in his memo a 2%, and
yes.
That direction is probably based on some internal arrangements that they're looking at, maybe with grants and other things. I don't know. So, Chris, is that kind of the take on that, or
no? It's nothing really to do with. It's not really any kind of general request of the Fire Services Committee over the last number of years, where they haven't had anything for probably 10 or 15 years or whatever.
Yes,
they didn't have heard any increase.
Yeah.
We only started it a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
So no, it's nothing really slated in stone as what the amount is.
Yes. And I realize that CPI is just becoming a huge number now because of the impact of COVID on the economy. But I think that maybe is touching on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's an opportunity to look at a different number or if in fact we need to just discuss it a bit more and see if there's a flavor for another number. Maybe there isn't any, you know, we've always tried to be reasonable. And as you already mentioned, there were years, many, many, many years, there was never an increase in the grants. And we've gotten ourselves into at least now, for a long time now, actually getting a 2% increase annually. And that is,
Councillor Bell had his hand up, I think, Brian.
Yes, I see it there, actually. I'm sorry. Councillor Bell, Martin?
Okay, well, I just want to remind you that on two occasions through the past year,
the council did see fit to take into consideration COVID and the difficulty in fundraising, and did make grants available there in addition to the 2% last year. I know it doesn't necessarily make up for the fundraising thing, but I just trying to balance out that there was nothing else. We do understand that the difficulty that arises there, but there was also a discussion here where you're possibly looking for funding underwriting liability loans or other things that you'll be considering. So just put everything in perspective as you go forward. I'm not taking the side for or against, just stating a fact.
Yes. Thank you for those comments, Councilor Bell. That's the kind of discussion we're looking for, the kind of feelings from the political side of it.
Yeah, I don't think we want to go forward with an unreasonable request, but on the other hand, if there's an appetite for a 2.5 or 3, obviously that would be beneficial to us, but not to raise the ire on the political side. So that's why I raised the question, just to get some feedback.
Any other comments?
Well, again, I look at we had linked this to almost a cost of living, did we not, in previous years?
Yes, we did.
And I would think that that would still be reflective in an increase that would go forward.
Right.
But okay. Again, that's up to the committee to recommend and to send forward to council.
Yeah. So any further comments?
You have Steve with his hand up.
I don't see Steve with his hand up, but Steve, if you have your hand up, you can go ahead and speak.
Just want to be cautious of using the term cost of living, Mayor.
Yeah, I understand that, and I know
yes.
that is the term that we had used in prior years.
Yes, so
we better price index.
When it's nosed up 4 or 5% now, it could be.
I understand that. So, but there really should be something going forward to budget, and I would think that this is the meeting that would normally happen at. Is it
not? That's correct. This is the meeting for this motion. And you know, we've had a lot of things happen. We had workers' compensation put into effect.
We've had a lot of things that we have done in the last.
And I think that a lot of good has come out of a lot of things, actually. And I see Reed has his hand up, actually. Reed, you can speak.
Yeah. If this on the floor, I'll make a motion that we put a rate in of 2% increase for this year.
Okay, so it's been moved. Do we have a seconder? Steve is a seconder. Any questions on the motion? In hearing no questions, okay. In hearing no question on the motion, is there, Reed, you have your hand up again? No. So the question now I'm asking is there anybody there against the motion? If you are, put your hand up. Either. So everybody is in favor of this motion? It would appear they are. So motion carried.
We do have a full house there tonight, correct?
Yes, we do.
I will prepare.
That's why I am not voting.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I'll prepare the necessary stuff for that, Brian.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Chris. 4.9 is the annual general meeting. And if you look at the calendar that was circulated, there were some dates that were recommended for the AGM. April 6th, 13th, and 20th. That's in the January section of the events calendar. Anybody have any questions on that?
I expect we would do...
Steve, sorry. Wrong person. Yes,
I would expect we'll probably follow suit with what we did last year, that if we can't do it, we just postpone until.
Yes.
Yeah, right on.
So, Chris, do you have a recommendation to us on the 6th, 13th, or 20th? Any one of those three?
No, not really. I think we've been typically around that first or second week, typically before in the past.
Okay. So anybody have anything wrong with the 6th or the 13th or the 6th as an example?
I personally think maybe the 6th is best because you're the 13th and 20th are on either side of Easter if anyone's hoping to travel.
Yeah. Okay. Then you have to find out from somebody who can where that event can be held.
I can see. I'll check, see if I'm available again.
Okay. So Dean will check location and April the 6th is the date.
Okay, I'll check and get back to you.
Okay, that'll be great. And, you know, as Steve just alluded on to a couple minutes ago, you know, the same thing could evolve at this annual meeting as it has, in fact, for the last two, if I'm not mistaken, 20 and 21. And we'll have to play it by ear, I guess, because you just don't know. And, you know, none of us have a crystal ball, but I would suspect that it may be. Yes, Steve.
As far as the venue, is there enough room in council chambers with those doors open for all of us to fit in there?
I'll have to check on that, Steve. I don't know. We use the Best Western. I said we might be able to use the Best Western also. We've done that. We've had that venue for that meeting, or we had a plan for that meeting, so we can check that also.
Yeah, I think that we're probably best to look at the Best Western with the restrictions.
Yeah, there's more room there.
Yeah, kind of similar to what was the venue last year.
Yes.
If there's any options at all, it needs to be a very big space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the annual general meeting. I have no Lunenburg Regional report. I actually did not attend the last meeting. I don't know, Steve, if you were there.
I was. Oh, God, that's a long time ago. Oh, boy.
Well, it was, but you know.
Probably our largest discussion was related to the vaccination discussion and requests and thoughts and whatnot there.
Right.
I can't remember what else we spoke of. Shell was there and Dean Tom was there. So what have I forgotten?
No, I think that's right. The big one was the big one was the discussion on the vaccinations.
Yeah.
And how difficult it is to hold a meeting of that. We had a split thing. People could either join or be there in person.
Right. Yeah.
And it looks as though the February meeting is going to be canceled.
Yes. January meeting is canceled.
January meeting is
canceled.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah. All right. Nothing else on LRFES, I guess. In hearing none, we'll move on to new business, and there is none. And nothing for in camera. Item number 8 is the next meeting, Monday, March the 14th. And a motion to adjourn if we're ready to adjourn.
Motion.
Tom has his hand up. Tom beat you. I don't know. Tom,
Councilor,
Tom has moved and Steve has seconded.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
No, Steve didn't second.
Oh, who was that?
Weston Reed.
Reed.
Oh, Reed.
Had to be Reed.
All right, Reed. We'll take
I you. Tried to beat you, but I didn't.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good day.
Night, thanks.
Take care. And be safe.
Good night, everyone.
Be safe. Good night.
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 Night.